Many Muktavik residents say one of the things they like about their new village is how quiet it is. But that may be because the new village is shipping out some of its troublemakers.
We had to banish one person.
Newtok Village Councilmember Philip Carl said someone was transporting alcohol into Muktavik and selling it. The council's president, George Carl, said it had no choice but to banish after the individual was given multiple warnings.
That's my goal, to keep this village safe, you know.
The council has two villages it has to keep safe, though. And in Newtok, Martha Simon says the issues caused by alcohol are getting worse.
Lately, there have been a lot of drunks.
Simon says that's because recently, the number of bootleggers and homebrewers in Newtok has been growing unchecked. After hearing how the situation is being dealt with in Muktavik, she says it's unfair.
Because that isn't allowed over there, so it shouldn't be allowed here.
The village council says the disparity is due to a difference in the council's power to enforce alcohol rules in the two villages. In Muktavik, the Newtok Village Council owns most of the homes, which they rent out. Residents must sign a contract agreeing not to use alcohol or drugs. When someone breaks that agreement, the village council can evict the tenant, essentially banishing them from Muktavik. Council President Carl says he has no such authority in Newtok.
Across there, those houses belong to the individual, you know. And the rules in their house, that's their rules, you know. I can't do anything, you know. But here in Muktavik, there's a big difference, you know. If you use alcohol, drugs, and you're in trouble, and if you don't follow those housing codes.
Alcohol enforcement is just one of many differences in the quality of life between the two villages. In Muktavik, people have new, bigger homes. They say they're healthier, with cleaner air and toilets instead of honey buckets. All that has Martha Simon feeling left behind in Newtok.
I do get jealous. Maybe because how things are going on here.
Tribal Administrator Andrew John says there are numerous efforts to improve life in Newtok. For example, the village has cleared hundreds of trash bags that sat on Newtok's docks for over a year. John says they're also rebuilding rotted sections of boardwalk using wood from homes that have been torn down because they were too close to the eroding riverbank.
We are recycling and repurposing as much as we can to help the living conditions of our people.
But council members like Catherine Charles say the real solution to the disparity between the two villages isn't putting band-aids on Newtok. It's bringing everyone over to Muktavik.
We're not leaving them there. We're trying to build houses here first so they could all move here. And that's our main priority right now, more houses.
It's one village council essentially managing two separate villages. Tribal Administrator Andrew John says it can be especially difficult when both Muktavik and Newtok each demand a considerable amount of attention.
Yeah, it's a delicate balance, you know. No one said it was going to be easy by any means.
After all, he says, Newtok is the first community in the world to relocate itself like this. Reporting for KYUK in Muktavik, I'm Greg Kim.